Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chof Dalid, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, HaKli Mitzaref Masha B'Toychi L'Koydesh Avaloi V'Trum. Today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibad Al-Chaim Toivim Rebchaim Doiv. And as a schuss refuah Shalema for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sarah Bas Yehudas Rechel, Elazal Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Pinya Gittel Bas Rochel Sheindel, Yitzchok Yosef ben Esther, Naftali ben Chana, Ezra Avram ben Zahava Mariam Gittel, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's stuff's also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Berel ben Rabbi Yaakov Dar. So we're moving along in Perek, Chaymer B'Kodesh, some intense stuffing that deal with the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Specifically, we've been discussing the first Mishnah of Perek Chaymer B'Kodesh, which mentions several chumras that Chazal implemented with regards to the laws of Tumah V'Tahara as it relates to Kachim versus as it relates to Truma. So when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, we know from the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, there are five levels. There's Chulin, Meister Sheni, Truma, Kachim, and even more than Kachim is Mechatos, is the Parah Aduma. Our Mishnah was comparing and contrasting levels 3 and 4. Truma and Kachim, and again, specifically as it relates to the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. The Mishnah went through the list, the Gemara discussed several of them. We're still in the Gemara's analysis of these Chumras, and we pick up with the Chumra that was mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is HaKli Mitzaref Masha B'Toychei L'Kodesh Avaloi L'Truma. So what does that mean? If somebody has a Keli, inside the Keli, there's several items of Kachim. One of those items became Tameh. The halacha is everything else that's inside the Kli is going to be considered Tameh as well. However, if you would have several items of Truma inside this Kli, and one of the items of Truma became Tameh, we would say that that item is Tameh. However, everything else that's in the Kli would not be Tameh. And the truth is, if you think about it at first glance, the halacha should be that whatever became Tameh is Tameh, whatever didn't become Tameh is not Tameh. Now, if the two things are touching each other, beseder, and then we could pull out our Tumah V'Tahara calculator, and we could start making cheshbonis, rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, shlishi l'tumah, revi l'tumah, and all the different nuances. But assuming that these two items are not touching each other, just because they're in the same keli would not be a reason to say that if one became Tameh, the other is Tameh as well. Stating that, the Mishnah says, Chaymer B'Kodesh, that one of the chumras that you have in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara as it relates to Kachim is that the Kli is Mitzarif Masha B'Toycha L'Kodesh, that if one of the items that's inside the keli became Tameh, everything else that's inside the keli is Tameh as well. The lumdus is that we look at everything inside the keli as if it's attached, as if it's one singular unit, and as a result, when one of the things is tameh, everything else that's inside the keli is going to be tameh as well. Now, obviously, this is a chumrah, this is a chiddush, and the Gemara is going to begin today's daf trying to find the source and the makar to this halacha, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said, HaKli Mitzaref Masha B'Toycha L'Kodesh. Not immediately. What's the makar to this? Amr Avchanin. So Avchanin said, surprisingly, it's learned out from a pasuk. To Amakra, the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk that everybody's familiar with, and the reason everyone's familiar with it is because it's a pasuk that's repeated several times in the Torah, in Parashas Nasek. When the Torah was talking about the special karbonos that the Nasiim brought by the Chanukah HaMishkan, so it says, one of the things they brought was kaf achas. They had one spoon, asara zahav, that's how much it weighed, malaya ketairis, and it was filled with ketairis. Said Rab Chanin, you have a kaf that was filled with ketairis, but the pasuk refers to it as a kaf achas. Hakosav asoy l'chol masha b'kaf achas. And what the pasuk is coming to teach us is that everything that's inside the kaf is considered achas. The kaf is a kli. What was inside the ketairis? Ketairis is kachim. So you see from here, a kli mitzaref masha b'taychay, that it's all considered one unit. If it's one unit, if part of it becomes tummy, the other part's going to be tummy as well. Masav Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked the kasha. And the premise of Rav Kahana's kasha is the Rav Kahana. You're telling me that this halacha, that a kli mitzaref masha b'taychay l'kodesh is learned out from a pasuk in English, what you're saying is it's a dindai raiso. So Frank Rav Kahana, could it be a dindai raiso? I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtes Idias. It's also in Psochim Daf Yutes, which means it comes up in the sugya of Rav Chanina Skana Kayanim, another one of the intense Tumah V'Tahara sugyas that we have in Talmud Bavli. So what was the kasha? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva was Moisef. We'll see in a moment what he was Moisef on. Rabbi Akiva was Moisef Hasoilis, flour of a carbon mincha, kachim, vahakhtairis, we know what that is, vahalavoina, we know what that is, vahagacholim, and the coals that were used on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, she'im nogat tful yoyim b'miktsasoi, that if a tful yoyim, who's tame, would touch some of the soila, some of the ktaira, some of the levayna, some of the b'chalim, pasal eskulai, he would make all of it pasal. Rabbi Akiva said, hoisif, that they were moisif, soilas, ktairis, levayna, and gechalim, to this halacha, that if somebody would touch some of it, the rest of it would be tame. Okay, v'had rabbanon hi, and said Rav Kahana, I know for a fact that this takana that Rabbi Kiva was referring to was a din rabbanon. How do I know that? Mimai, midik tani reisha. Because this is a seifa, hoisif Rabbi Akiva. They were moisif on something. What were they moisif on? So you have to look at the reisha of that mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Seir said eidos, al eifer chatos, that if somebody has ashes of a paraduma, shenoga tomei ben miktsasai, and a tomei touch miktsasai, shetime es kuloi, the halach is the whole thing is going to be tomei. Now, that for sure is a din rabbanon. Rashi says, how do I know that's a din rabbanon? Because there's no makar anywhere in the Torah for that to be a din dai reisha. The only makar that we've already seen already that maybe there's a concept where kli mitzarev should be dairaisa is kaf achas asara zom malei kateres, but that's talking about kachim. It's not talking about paraduma. And even though you see paraduma in some sugyas has a chumra, but this is based on a pasuk. And if it's based on a pasuk, it would only be nageya kachim mizbeach as opposed to paraduma, which in the world of kachim, anyways, sometimes is more lenient. But the bottom line is that's pashut, that mishnah that says that efer chata shenoga hatami b'miktsasoi timei eskuloi is mernisht adin derabbanan. And if hoisef Rabbi Akiva, that the same is true for soilus k'tayrus levayna gechalim, that what? That if a tame touched miktsasoi, the whole thing is going to be tame, must be that's also adin derabbanan. And Viktani Hoysef Rabbi Akiva. So you see clearly all it is a din derabbanan. So Rav Chanan said that what's the makal klimat sarif mashab adaychal kaidish, it's learned from a pasuk, kaf achas, that everything that's inside the kaf is achas, is looked as one unit. From the Mishnah and Idias, it would seem that it's only a din derabbanan. Amr Ish Lakish, so Ish Lakish said, Mishum bar kapara, in the name of bar kapara, lay nitzricha, you have to say that really the halacha klimat sarif mashab adaychal kaidish is a din deraisa. I, Rabbi Akiva, said Hoysef, it sounds like it was a din derabbanan. When Rabbi Akiva said Hoysef, he wasn't referring to all soiles and ktaires and levoin and gechalim, but rather what he was referring to was l'shiare mincha. He was referring to shiare mincha. So let's talk about the soiles. Soiles is the flour. That's the chaymer. That was the karban mincha. What do you do with the karban mincha? You did kmitza. The kaimis went on the mizbeach, and then the shirayim was eaten by the kohanim. When there's a din d'iraisa that that would be true only for the kaimetz, only the chelik that went on the mizbech. The shiari ha-mincha, however, are not included in the dindai raisa, and that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said hoisef, that the rabbanon were moisef that. The Gemara says, why? Why should the kaimetz be yadai raisa and the shiari ha-mincha not be dindai raisa? So the Gemara explains, the raisa, on a dairaisa level, tzorach l'kli, anything that needs to enter a keli, in order to get kedusha, ha-kli mitzarefe. Then there's a halacha that the kli is mitzarefe. She ain't tzorach l'kli, but something that doesn't have to go into a kli, ain't kli mitzarefe. The kli is not going to be mitzarefe. Meaning, the only time the kli could be mitzarefe mitzarefe is if the thing is not punked in a kli, but it has a din to be in the kli. Then there's a halacha, the kli is mitzarefet. So the kaimetz before went on the mizbeach, it needed kiddush kli. This is Menachos 101. As a result, the kli is not punked. It's not arbitrary. It has a purpose. There's a din for them to be together. That's where you have this halacha, kli mitzarif. As opposed to the shiari mincha, the kohanim just have to eat it. You want to eat it on a keli? Eat it on a keli. But it's not muchach. Vos rabbanan. And that rabbanan came and they added the gazur dafakaf to in it. Tzarech l'kli, kli mitzarif. So the Gemara says, lo'oilam kli mitzarif macha b'toich l'kodesh is a din deirai. So I hoisef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was referring to a case where the kli is not mitzarif mideirai. So what would be a case? The case would be where you don't have a din for it to be a kli. So the Gemara says, teinach, that's a good answer for soilus. Rabbi Akiva said that the chachamim were moisef soilus, ketoiris, levoina and gechal. So as it relates to soilus, that's very good. Abiktoiris, the levoina, my ikalameimar. How's this going to work for ketoiris and levoina? Ketoiris and levoina went on the mizbeach. Ketoiris and levoina had a din that it had to go inside a kli. So if the ketoiris is in a kli and the levoina is inside a kli, obviously it's there for a purpose. There's a din for it to be there. So Rabbi Akiva saying hoisif even on ketoiris and levoina, you see, he said it even when there's a din for it to be in a kli, which debunked the Gemara's teretz. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Amar Rabba Baravua, in the name of Rabba Baravua, that you have to say a different teretz. Kegoin shetzovran al gabi kartavlo. The case that Rabbi Akiva was coming to be moisiv was when a person put it on a keli, but a keli that doesn't have a receptacle. It doesn't have a toich. It's a flat keli. Meaning, The din d'oraisa that kli mitzarif mashab b'toich l'kodesh, that is talking about where there's a clay kibbol, where there's a toich. When Rabbi Akiva said the chachamim were moisif, they would be moisif even if there's no toich. And the Gemara speaks this out there, right? So on a biblical level, yesh l'toich mitzarif, ain't l'toich ain't mitzarif. If there's a toich, it's mitzarif. If there's no toich, it's not mitzarif. For us rabbanon, Rabbi Akiva said the rabbanon were moisif, and they said the tiknu, they made a takana, and afakav ain't l'toich. Even if there's no toich, still mitzarif. The halach is it's going to be mitzarif, and that's pasha. Once Rav Nachman said this teretz in the name of Rabbi Baravua, so we don't have to come on to what the Gemara said regarding Soilus Shiori Mincha, because now we have a whole new teretz. In other words, what's the makar to this halacha that a kli mitzarif masha betoichai lekoidish? Rav Chanin, first Amoira that opined on this in our Gemara said it's learned out from a pasuk. Kaf achas asoros omalei ketoiris hakosav asoil lekol masha bekaf achas as it relates to ketoiris, which is kachem. I didn't Rabbi Akiva say it's the rabban. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva was talking about a case where you don't have this halacha midayraisa. But the ikar halacha that a kli mitzarif masha betoich lekoidish, that's a din dayraisa. Would the rabbanon have to be moisef lemaskana if you have a keli that's a kartavlo, it's a keli that doesn't have any toich. So the Gemara, that even though Rav Chanan said that the din akli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh is a din d'iraisa, now everybody agrees. Upligid Rav Chanan ad Rav Chiyah b'Rabba, that this that Rav Chanan said is not like Rav Chiyah b'Rabba. Am Rav Chiyah b'Rabba, am Rav Yoichanan. Rav Chiyah b'Rabba said in the name of his great Rebbe, Rav Yoichanan, me'edusoy shal Rabbi Akiva nishnes mishnezu. Rav Yoichanan was commenting on the Mishnah of Chaim b'Kodesh, and he saw this Chumrah. What's the Chumrah? Hakli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh. So he said, oh, you know where this comes from? This comes from Masechtas Idias. Whose testimony in Masechtas Idias, right? That's what Idias is. Rabbi Akiva's. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Hoysif Rabbi Akiva has soilus v'akhtairis v'alavoyna v'agachol. So me'edusish Rabbi Akiva nishus mishnezu. Now if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva's edus was just a hoysofa, it's a sifkotten in the laws of kli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh, but the ikur din kli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh is really din d'iraisa. This has nothing to do with the edus of Rabbi Akiva. This has to do with the Torah. This is a din d'iraisa. So it's muchach, says the Gemara. The Rabbi Chiya b'Rabba held that the whole institution of a kli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh is merenished a din d'rabbanan. That's the like Rav Chanan, so the maskana. A kli mitzarif masha b'toich l'kodesh avalei l'tshuma. What's the makar to this din, a kli mitzarif? According to Rav Chanan, it's a din d'iraisa. According to Rabbi Chiya b'Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, all it is a din d'rabbanan. Even Rabbi Chanan's going to be moed. That's enough in the Mishnah and Idias that only part of the halachas is a din d'iraisa. There's certainly going to be an element of it that's going to be a din d'rabbanan. Moving along. So the Mishnah again is discussing the chumras of Kodesh over Truma. The next chumra the Mishnah said was, Harivi b'Kodesh pasal v'ashlishi b'Truma, which in short means there's a concept of a Ravi l'Tumah when it comes to Kodesh. But there's no concept of a reveal of Tumah when it comes to Truma. The highest or lowest level of Tumah that Truma can have is going to be a Shlishi L'Tumah. So we're familiar with the different levels and stages of Tumah. We spoke of that when we introduced the Tumah V'Tayra Sugis here in the end of Masechtas Chagiga. It's come up several times throughout the Dafin. You have an Avi Avos HaTumah, which is a mace. Ava Tumah is a Tomei mace or any source of Tumah. Something that comes in contact with an avatoma becomes a rishon latoma. A rishon latoma has the ability to be metama oichlin, even chulin, and make it into a sheni latoma. A sheni latoma can only be metama truma and kachem, make it into a shlishi latoma. A shlishi latoma can be metama kachem and make it into a revi latoma. It doesn't go beyond that. But the point is that truma that comes in contact with a sheni latoma would become tame and become a shlishi latoma. That's a chumra. Kachem's even more chamer. Kachem, even if it comes in contact with a shlishi latoma would become tameh. It would become a revi latoma, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says a revi b'kodesh pasul, as opposed to truma, which clearly is a chumah. Zok t'gemar tanya. We learned in a brayso. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Minayin the revi b'kodesh pasul." How do you know that there's a concept of a revi latoma when it comes to kachem? Now, if we want to be super precise with the translation of the Gemara, what does pasul mean when you talk about tumah v'tayra? Right, sometimes you find the word tameh, and sometimes you find the word pasul. It's not the same thing. Pasul means that it itself is tameh, however, it doesn't have the ability to transmit and to convey any tumah beyond that. Tameh or yitma means that it's tameh, but it also has the ability to be metameh v'ayter, to be metameh something of the same exact nature. The point is, a revi b'kodesh is definitely not going to be more than pasul, because there's no chamishi. In no world is there chamishi. So said Rabbi Yosi, how do I know that revi b'kodesh is pasul, that there's a concept of revi l'tumah when it comes to kachin? So Rabbi Yosi said, v'dinu, I know from a kalvachayim. Hera kalvachayim. Umam mechosa kipurim. Madach, somebody that's tameh, but he's the type of tameh that in order for him to be tahar, Even after he goes to the mikveh and he waits for the sun to set, he still has to bring karbanas. So the halacha is this person that's a mechusa kippurim shemutah betruma. He's allowed to eat truma even before he brings his karbanas. Aber pasul b'kodesh, he's not allowed to eat kachem. So again, the halacha of a mechusa kippurim. Let's just pick an example: azov. So azov that's chayv to bring karbanas. So this person, he has to count shivanakiyim at the end of the 7 days. Day seven, he goes to the mikveh. He waits for the sun to set. That night, he's tahar, but not legamri. At that point, he's tahar to the point that he's even allowed to eat truma. However, on the eighth day, he'll have to bring a carbon, and when he brings his carbon on the eighth day, then he'll be able to eat kachim as well. So he's allowed to eat truma already the night before. He's not allowed to eat kachim until the next day. So Shred Rabbi Yossi, a mechusik purim is allowed to eat truma once he's toifel and it's Erev Shemesh. He's not allowed to eat kachim. So shlishi, shepasol betruma, a shlishi letuma that doesn't have, that is subject to that a truma, which is subject to shlishi letuma, ain't a din sheyaser reveal lakodesh. So certainly it should have the ability to make a reveal lakodesh. Madacham a chusik yipurim that's mutter betruma is pasol lakodesh. So a shlishi that's pasol betruma, right? If you have a truma that comes in contact with a sheni, it's going to become a shlishi. So certainly then the halacha is that kachem should be more chamor, and you should have a revi when it comes to kachem. The point is, you see from the parasha of mechusa kippurim that kachem is more chamor than truma. That a mechusa kippurim, who's a lady truma, is not a lady kachem. So you see, kachem is more chamor than truma. So if kachem is more chamor than truma, so it makes sense that when it comes to madregis of tuma, rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, kachem should be more chamor than truma. So if you have a shlishi by truma, kachem should be more chamor. You should have a revi. That's Rabbi Yosef's kal v'chaim. Again, madoch. A mechusa kippurim, who's allowed to eat truma, is not allowed to eat kachim. Zoysoy meres, that kachim is more chamor than truma. So when it comes to levels of madregas of tum, it should be the same way. So if there's a concept of a shlishi l'truma, kal v'chaymer, there should be a concept of a revi l'kach. Now what's the obvious kash on the kal v'chaymer? Dayu lovim and adin li is kanad. Right, the basic, most elementary principle of kal v'chaymer is dayu lovim and adin li is kanad. I can't use a kal v'chaymer to learn something about a davar chamor that's going to be more chamor than the davar akal. The only thing kavu chamor allows me to do is that if the davar kal has this, certainly the davar chamor is going to have that. But kavu chamor can't tell me that if the davar kal has this, that means the davar chamor should have more. Al zen nemar dayu lovim minadin liyis kenadin, and that's exactly what we're doing here. What we're doing is we're saying that if there's a shlichi l'truma, for sure there's a revi l'kodesh. No. Kavu chamor would say if there's a shlishi l'truma, for sure there's a shlishi l'kodesh, but not for sure there's going to be a revi l'kodesh. So Rashi asks the kasha, right? Sometimes the kasha is so obvious, Rashi asks it. Sometimes a little less obvious, Taisvis asks it. But the point is, this is a kasha that's so obvious, you can't even read the Gemara. Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi says two terutzim. The first teretz, Rashi gets involved in the Gemara above a kama daf chafei, that hecha de mifrach kavu chamor lo yamrin on dayoy. So that's already a machlikis rav tarfin the chachamim, but the Teretz that will speak out, which is the one that's the more tyrus teretz, says Rashi, that lo'oilam, this din, that there's something called revi b'kodesh, is only a din the Rabbanim. And the kal v'chomer was an asmach of alma, and Rabbi Yossi used the kal v'chomer that really didn't comply with the laws of daya, because he didn't really mean the kal v'chomer. Had he meant the kal v'chomer, had this really been the makar, this been the source, he would have never used this kal v'chomer. But this is never meant to be the source, because the whole din is really a din d'rabbanan. He's not really learning this from Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSpem. And being that it's only a din d'rabbanan, all we need is a kal v'chomer for an asmach de ba'alma, so we mentioned it as an asmach de ba'alma. But Emek Hanami says Rashi in the second teretz that if you break down this kal v'chomer, Pasha doesn't even go anywhere. Regardless, Rabbi Yossi concluded his statement. So again, after he proved, he brought the makar how we know that there's a revi b'kodesh. He said the lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. He said the makar to shlishi l'kodesh is a pasuk in the Torah. It's a din d'oraisa. The revi and the concept of revi b'kodesh that we know b'kal v'chomer. And he explains shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. Meaning, what's the makar that there's a shlishi l'tuma in the when it comes to kachim. In the Torah, the Chassid, the pasuk says, "V'habosnar." If you're going to have flesh, "Asheyiga bechol tameh lo yeyacha." Basar that comes into contact with any tameh. We're talking about basar kachim. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat. Now, milo yaskin and laga b'sheini. It says bechol tameh. Any type of tumah. It sounds like even a sheni l'tumah. V'kam rachmana lo yeyachel. And it says you're not allowed to eat it. V'aistoyis is a concept of a shlishi l'tumah that the halacha is that it's going to be asa midday raisa. Sok to Gemara, what about Revi? Daddy said we know mikal v'chomer. Revi mikal v'chomer hadam marin. It's the kal v'chomer that we just mentioned, the kal v'chomer that Rashi says is not a real kal v'chomer. All it is an asmachta ba'alma. It's the kal v'chomer from the chusik kibun. Weiter. Ubetruma im nitmas v'chulu. So the Mishnah, again, is mentioning the chomeres of kachim over truma. And the Mishnah mentioned another chum. Ubetruma, when it comes to truma, im nitmas achas miyadav. Somebody has two hands. If one of his hands became tameh, the halach is chaver to Torah. The other hand is going to remain tameh. When it comes to kachim, matbul shteim. If one hand becomes tameh, you have to be tovel shteim. And then the Mishnah is very wordy. It repeats itself. Shahayad metameh is chaver to bekaidish, because one hand is metameh the other hand when it comes to kachim. Avaloi l'truma, but one hand is not metameh the other hand when it comes to truma. So in short, if a person has one of his hands that become tameh, he has a tameh hand and a tahor hand. When it comes to kachim, they're both going to be viewed as being tameh. When it comes to truma, the one that's tameh is going to be tameh. The one that's tahor is going to be tahor. Now, just to clarify one thing before we start the Gemara, and that is, obviously, we're dealing with a tumah derabban. How do we know that? Because if we're dealing with a tumah deraisa, it's impossible for one hand of a person to be tameh. On a deraisa level, if any part of a person's body becomes tameh, the entire body becomes tameh. The teretz is, there are different rabbinic tumas that could affect only parts of a body, specifically your diet. Stam your diet, mashnias l'tumah. That's why before you eat a bagel, you have to wash your hands, but you don't have to go to the mikvah. Your hands are tameh, but your whole body is not tameh. So there's something called tumas yadayim, it's a din derabban. So we're dealing on a rabbinic level, and that's why we're able to slice and dice this tumah a little bit. We have more flexibility when we're dealing on a derabban level. So the rabbanan implemented a concept of tumas yadayim. So in the world of tumas yadayim, when it comes to kachin, if one hand is tameh, the other hand's going to be tameh. When it comes to truma, even if one hand is tameh, the other hand is not going to be tameh. Now, when you learn this Mishnah, the way we've explained it multiple times, it sounds like a very simple halacha. If one hand is tameh, automatically the other hand is tameh. The truth is, as we're about to see, it's certainly not muchach that that's what the Mishnah means, and in fact, the maskana, it's not what the Mishnah means. What does the Mishnah mean? Zok to Gemara, not an easy Gemara. Amar Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi said, the chiburim shan. This halacha of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says when it comes to kodesh, if a person has one hand that's tameh and another hand that's tar, the halacha is we look at the tar hand as if it's tameh as well. It doesn't mean that just because one hand is tameh, the other hand is tameh. It also doesn't mean, this is important, that if one hand touches the other hand, it's metameh the other hand. It doesn't mean that either. What then does it mean? What it means is that if a person was holding kachim with his tahar hand, and then he took his tameh hand and he put it on his tahar hand, we say the kachim that he was holding is going to be tameh. Bechiburim shanu. It's talking about where the tameh hand is actually touching the kachim, albeit not directly, through the tahar hand. Avos shaloi bechiburim. But if you were not touching the kachim with your tahar hand and then touching your tahar hand with your tameh hand, why? Then you're not going to have such halacha. So that's a very big chiddush there of Shizbi said in the Mishnah. Because again, if we would have guessed what the Mishnah means, that would have been at best the third guess. Right? You would have assumed at first glance, I don't know, one hand is tameh, the other hand is tameh. That's not what it means. Okay, one hand touches the other hand. That you can hear already. Och nish, no such halacha. What then does it mean? If I'm physically holding it with the tameh hand, I mean, if I'm physically holding it, of course it's tameh. I'm holding it with the tar hand, but the tameh hand is touching the tar hand. There's a concept of tumas chiburim, that's an idea that you find in Titus, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that when it comes to kachim, sadaz, amusig, when it comes to truma, not. That's the Gemara. Faith the Gemara. It's Abaya. So Abaya asked Rav Shizbi Akasha. Now, where did he ask Akasha from? From a Braisa. Now, this is a little bit of a complex situation, but really, what Abaya is going to do is what Abaya does throughout Shas, and what all the Amiram do throughout Shas. We have a Mishnah, and Amir comes, he says a Pshat in the Mishnah, which I can hear because the Mishnah was written by Lashon Katsara, and there's so much ambiguity that I hear, you want to tell me it means this? I'm willing to accept that. You want to tell me it means that? I'm willing to accept that, right? There's so many different ways that you can understand a Mishnah. But sometimes the Braises were a little bit more meforish. And sometimes the Braises made it very, very clear what the Mishnah meant. So Abai is going to bring a Braisa that's really going to say the same thing that the Mishnah said when you break it down. And it's going to add one word. And Abai said the one word that the Braisa is going to add, this is the biggest raya of Shizbi, that you're saying too big of a chiddush, and it's not mashbar from the Mishnah like you're saying. What is this one word? What's this braisa? Yad negufa. If a person has a hand, the hand was dry. It was tameh. He had another hand, and that hand was also dry, and that hand was tar. So the halach is mitame chaverta. The one hand will be mitame the other hand. Letame lekodesh. to make Kodesh Tomei. Avoloi l'truma, but not for truma, divrei Rabbi. That's what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, lifsa, that it's true the Yad Neguva could be metame chaverto l'kodesh, but not letame l'kodesh, but only lifsa. So there's a machlokes tanam going on over here between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. But first the case. So again, a person has a hand that's tummy, has another hand that's tar. The Bryce is discussing, does the hand that's tummy have the ability to be metame the hand that's tar or not? So say the tanoim, when it comes to kachim, yeah. When it comes to truma, no. Which, by the way, if we stopped right here, that's mamash the Mishnah. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. One hand is metama the other hand, l'kodesh. It's not metama the other hand, l'chum. However, there was a machloikis tana. What was the machloikis? Rebbe said it's metama l'kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda said it's only lifsa l'kodesh. In short, what's the machloikis? Rebbe seems to be saying that the kachim is going to become a shlishi l'toma. It's letama l'kodesh. So it's going to be tome from this whole matziv. It's going to end up a shlishi, l'mainaf gemina. It can be metama vait. It can make a revi. Rabbi Yehuda saying lifsa, meaning it's going to become tome, but all it's going to be is a refi l'tum. So what's the kasha? I am b'shloima zok d'abaya shloi b'chiburim. B'shloima, if this halach has nothing to do with Rav Shizbi's havana, and it's nothing to do with b'chiburim, but sta pashta halacha, that a person has one hand that's tamei, the other hand that's tar, one hand is matama the other one, but let's just be moisif. And the pshat is, not because, oh, one is tamei memel, the other one is tamei. But we mean when you one hand touches the other hand, then it's tamei. Haina revusa d'neguva. So I understand why the Braisa added one word, Yad Neguva. The word was Neguva, it's dry. Why did we add the fact that the hand was dry? Because we want to say a chiddush, that a dry hand that's tame could be metama, a dry hand that's tahar. That's a chiddush. Because if the dry hand was wet, it really wouldn't be such a chiddush. You know why? This is Tyrus 101, which isn't really Tyrus 101 because it's all hard, but it's Tyrus 101. Because if a hand is tome, what tome is it? It's Sheni Latoma. Sheni Latoma doesn't have the ability to be metama anything other than Eichlin and Mashkin. So to tell me that one hand has the ability to be metama the other hand is a massive chiddush. If, however, the hand is wet, so the halach is that when a Sheni Latoma comes in contact with Mashkin, Yudches Dvarim Tumas Mashkin, the Mashkin becomes a Rishon Latoma. A Rishon Latoma, it's already more killed that it'd be able to be metama. So I understand the chiddush. The chiddush over here is that really it has a, that being that it was Neguva, it's a regular Sheni Latoma, and Afal Pikin, it has the ability to be Matam. So I chap why the Tana, the Braisa, threw in that word Neguva, because it's a festa haysafa in terms of really understanding the Salacha. It's a very big Chiddush. Eli Amr Bechiburin, Shle Bechiburin Loi. But if you're going to tell me that there's no such Halacha that if one hand is Tami, the other hand is Tami. There's not even a Halacha that if one hand that's Tami touches the other hand that's Tar, it's Matamid. The only Halacha is Tumas Chiburin, that if punked I was holding the Kachim with my Tar hand, and then my Tami hand was touched the Tar hand, that loch is, it's going to become tummy. What would be the svar in that? Well, what would be the svar of Shizbi's Tumas Chiburim? Probably because we're afraid that maybe the hand ended up touching the kachim. So he said, Ma revusa dina gufa, who cares if it's dry or it's not dry? If it's all predicated, the whole halach is that maybe I touched the kachim. If your hands are sheni l'tum and it touches the kachim, it's dezalba maisa. It doesn't matter if it's dry or it's not dry. There's no haysofa by saying that there was no Tumas Mashkin over here in the chiddush of the halacha. So Abaye said, Moyerdik, Rav Shizbi, you're telling me a chiddush in the Mishnah. I hear in the Mishnah, I don't know what pshat in the Mishnah is. It's a very big chumrah, we don't know the pshat. Doesn't mean when one hand is the other end is telling me, maybe it means only if it touches it. You want to tell me it's Tumas Chiburin? I hear, I'm willing to hear. Up in the Braisa, when the Braisa said over the Salach, it added one word. It said the word Neguva. And it sounds like the word Neguva is being Maisif Havana, a Chiddush in the Salach. So Bishloima, if the issue over here is the hand is touching the hand, I said that's a big Chiddush because you're telling me that even when it's Neguva, it's a Sheni touching a hand. I hear. When it's wet, now we get involved in Tumas Mashkin. Tumas Mashkin has a whole bunch of Chiddushim. So the Chiddush is, it has nothing to do with the Tumas Mashkin. Beautiful Chiddush. But if the Chiddush is that we're concerned that you may be touching it, Pasad Mashkin Tzatan. Even if it's Neguva, if there's a concern you're going to touch it, the fact that it's dry or wet is not Moisif, any Knech, any Isafa. So from the fact that the Bryce has started getting involved in the fact that it was dry, Zaysay Meris, that Yesoid of the Tumna is nothing to do with Chiburim, simply the fact that they touched, that's the Gemara. Itmar Nami. Now, Itmar Nami means throughout Shaswat, we just said something, Itmanami, and now I'm going to show you another place where someone else, or some Amayra, Tana, Epsaraya, Makra, Maisa, where something has a Shaykhis to it. But the Pashup Shan in our Gemara, there's a non-Pashup Shan either, but the Pashup Shan in our Gemara is not going to feel like an Itmanami. In fact, there are different Kisveyad, that take out the word Nami. So Pashit, for our version of today's daf, we're going to take out the word Nami. If you look at that guy, it's from Rabbi Salome Ranchberg, one of the Gedolei Prague, one of the greatest Talmidim from the Noid of Yehuda. So he says, Ayin b'sefer Turei Yevin, mahu ho itmar Nami. He says, look in the Shagas Aryeh, if you want to see an pshad in the itmar Nami. But Pashit pshad in the Gemara, we're going to learn as if it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, but not necessarily a hisof and a continuation of what we just discussed. So the first part of the Gemara's discussion was, what is the reason that if one hand is Tameh, the other hand is Tameh? Rav Shizbi's Chiddush, it's based on Chiburin, Abayas Kasha, from the word Neguva in the Braisa. Itmar, Amr Ishlokish, Ishlokish said another, Lachloichanu, the only time this is true, he's Eloyadik. If a person has a hand that's Tameh, he has another hand that's Tar. His hand that's Tameh touched his hand that's Tar, whether it's Chiburin, the way Rav Shizbi understood it, whether it has nothing to do with the Chiburin, like Abaye said, that's when this halach is going to be true. But the point is, your own Yad Tameh touch your own Yad Tahar. Avo Yad Chaveiro, if somebody else's Yad Tameh would touch your Yad, that's Tar, lo, you wouldn't have this halach. Rav Yechon says, Echad Yad, it doesn't matter if it's your hand, Echad Yad Chaveiro, it doesn't matter if it's your friend's hand. The halach is, it's always going to be the same way. But Oisei Hayad, if it's that hand, what does that hand mean? That hand means if the Tameh hand would touch the Tar hand, that's when it would be a problem. As opposed to, let's say you have, your friend has one hand that's Tameh, one hand that's Tar. His Tameh hand touched his Tar hand, and then his Tar hand touched your Tar hand. That's not going to be a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Echad Yadev, Echad Yad Chaver. Ba'oisei Hayad, it has to be the original Yad that's Tameh. And then he added lift soil. It's going to be lift soil, avoloi l'tameh, which means it's going to make your hand a revi, but it's not going to make it a shlishi. Lift soil meaning it's going to be tameh, but it can't be metame vaiter. L'tameh means it's going to be a shlishi, which means it could be metame vaiter. Zok de gemara, mimai. Midik tani seifa shayet. So Rabbi Yochanan says, how do I know this? Right, mimai. Going back and what? We just had a lot of things. So again, we have a machlokes, Rav Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shlokish said that the only time the halacha is that one yad is matam of the other hand is if it's your own yad. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if it's somebody else's yad. Right, that's what we're going to focus on right now. So look, Rabbi Yochanan, how do I know that? He said, I know from the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah was very wordy. What did the Mishnah say? Ubechumem netmas achas miyadach chavir tetahir. Ubekaidish matpul shneya. And then the Mishnah added, Shehayad, Metamis Chavrit of a Kodesh, Avalei Betruma. So said Rabbi Yochanan, Midik, Tani Sefesh, Ya Metamis Chavrit of a Kodesh, Avalei Betruma, Hasu Lomali. Why does it have to say it twice? Atan Olei Reisho, Elav Shem Hamino. It's coming to be Moisef, something Lasu, Yad Chaveroi. It's coming to be Moisef, even Yad Chaveroi. So the Gemara of Afri Shlokish, Hadabir, Rav Shlokish was also Chayset. I'm Rav Yoino, I'm Rav Ami, I'm Rav Shlokish. Rav Yoino send the name, Rav Ami, you send the name, Rav Shlokish. Echad Yadoi, doesn't matter if it's your own hand, Vechad Yad Chaveroi, or if it's your friend's hand, but Oisei Hayad, Lifsal, as long as it's the original hand, it's going to be a problem, and it's Lifsal, Avaloi L'tame, it's going to make it into a Revi L'tumo, but it's not going to make it into a Shlish L'tumo. Good. Now, one of the things Rabbi Yochanan said was, is that when one hand is Matame the other hand, it makes it Tame, but what type of Tumo? Lipsul, Avaloi L'tame. Right? It makes it into a Shlishi, not into a Revi. Zok Gemar. Lifsal, Avaloi L'tame Tanoi. Really, this is a Machloik is Tanoi. The Tanan, we don't do the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Yodayim. Kala Poisel Betruma. Anything that's Poisel Betruma. Metame yodayim liyoshnius. So anything that has the ability to be poisel b'truma is metame yodayim. It can make hands tame liyoshnius for them to be a sheni l'tumah. So kala poisel b'truma means it's a sheni l'tumah, right? A sheni l'tumah is poisel b'truma. It makes truma into a shlishi, which is adkan, which is the maximum that it's able to go. So if you have something that's a sheni l'tumah, it's poisel b'truma. What the Mishnah is saying is, it's metame yodayim, it can make hands tameh, liyashniyos, that the hands themselves should also be a sheni l'tuma. Good, that's the halacha. V'yad metame chaver to divrei Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua. And by the way, one hand is also metame the other hand. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say yodayim shniyos. No, hands are a sheni l'tuma. And being that they're a sheni l'tuma, they ain't sheni, yoyse sheni. And a sheni doesn't have the ability to be yoyse sheni. So we have a machloikis. The Tanakam, Rabbi Shua says, v'yad metame chaverta. One hand could be metame the other hand. And the Chachamim say that no, Yodayim Shnei Sein, the Ein Sheni Yois Sheni. So the Gemara says, My Lav Sheni Hu D'Lo Yovid. Maybe the Machlokes is like this: that the Chachamim are saying that being that Yodayim are a Sheni, Sheni is not Yois Sheni. So Sheni Hu D'Lo Yovid, Hashlishi Yovid. But to make it into a Shlishi, that it would be able to do. So if that's the case, so what's really the Machlokes? The Machlokes is whether Yodayim is going to make a Shlishi, or whether it's going to make a Revi. Meaning the Machlokes is it lift soil? Or is it
Or is it Latame? So you see L'chur that this Shaila, whether it's Lifsol or Latame, is really Machlokes. Tanam the Gemara says Domodloy. Maybe no. Maybe Loy Sheni Yovav Loy Shlishi. Maybe when the Chachamim say that it's Eino Yisa Sheni, it doesn't just mean it's Eino Yisa Sheni, it means it's also Eino Yisa Shlishi. I mean, the point is, it can't be Metame at all. I mean, the Chachamim hold that Yadayim can't be Metame Yadayim at all. But Enochanami, if you hold that Yadayim could be Metame Yadayim, could be everybody who hold it would be Lifsol, Avaloy Latame. So you have no Hachrik that Rabbi Yochanan's Alach is really a Machlokes Tanam. So we were trying to prove that Rabbi Yochanan's Alach, whether one Yad that's Matam the other yad, it makes it into a shlishi, makes it into a vi, is a machlokes tanam. This machlokes tanam is not muchach, but the Gemara says it really is a machlokes tanam. Elik yahani tanoi, which machlokes tanam? Machlokes we had in Amidal, the Tanya we learned, yad neguva, that was the brisa that Abaya brought that had the word neguva. Metames chaverto latame bakoidish, avaloy lechuma divri rabbi yoisi rabbi yehu, divri reb. So Rebbe said that if you have one yad, is matam the other, and latame bakoidish, it's metama that it should be able to be metama kodesh. Avaloy v'chuma. Now, what does it mean metama kodesh? Makes it into a shlishi l'toma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said, oisa yad lifsol avaloy l'tama. No, it can make it into a revi, but it can't make it into a shlishi. Right? That's why we explained it on Amud Aleph. It's still the pshat on Amud Beis. So you see clearly that this machlok is tanoim whether yad that's metama yad l'kodesh. It means it's metama so much it makes it into a shlishi that it can even go vayt. It can make it into a revi, or only makes it into a shlishi. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan's halach of lifsol avaloy l'tama is from machlok is tanoim. So just to finish the Gemara's discussion, the Mishnah said, Oichlin, Oichlin, Neguvim, Beyadayim, Esuavos. So again, another one of the Chumras that you have in Kachim over Truma is that a person is allowed to eat dry food as long as it's, or a person is allowed to eat dry food, even with hands that are Tameh, when it comes to Truma. Avaloy b'Kodesh, not when it comes to Kodesh. At first glance, you would say, if a person is Tameh, how could he eat Truma? How could he eat Kachim? Parents is, the only time Tumah is a problem is if you're touching something that's Mekabel Tumah. But if the thing is not Mekabel Tumah, who cares if it's Tameh? That in of itself is not going to be an issue. If the thing is Mekabel Tumah, that's when it's a problem. But if it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not a problem. Oichlin's only Mekabel Tumah once it's wet. So in the event that the food is dry, so it's not Mekabel Tumah, and if it's not Mekabel Tumah, so you can eat with Tameh hands. Oh, but only Truma, not when it comes to Kachin. And that's a chumra, clearly, that Kachim has over Truma. Snak the Gemara. Tanya. Amr Rab Chanina ben Antignus. So Rab Chanina ben Antignus said, I don't understand the Allah of the Mishnah. V'chiyesh neguva l'kaidish? Is there even a concept of neguva l'kaidish? Is there a difference between dry food and wet food when it comes to Kachim? What's the whole yisoid of food being wet or dry? It's not mukhsha l'kabal tumah unless it's wet. There's a principle in Kachim. V'alichibas ha-kaidish machsharton. The Allah is Kachim because it's so gewaldig. It's so Chashuv, there's so much chiba. So chibas hakodesh is automatically machshuret. So if chibas hakodesh is automatically machshuret, so there's no nafkamin between if it's dry or wet. So vazok the Mishnah, there's like a chumrin kachim. That even when it's dry, it's a problem. It's not a chumrin kachim. It's a din. Chibas hakodesh machshareta. Now the truth is, the achrayim all ask, maybe that's good for what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is saying there's a chumrin kachim over truma. That what? It doesn't matter if it's dry or wet when it comes to kachim. It doesn't matter when it comes to truma. Fake the Gemara. What do you mean? Chibas hakodesh. Why can't the Mishnah mean chibas hakodesh? So I'm bachrein. But either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers like tzricha. You have to say the case is enochanayim. We're talking about a different type of case. We don't mean the regular case that a person has tummy hands. He touches kachim, it's a problem. He touches truma, it's not a problem. That's chibas hakodesh. That's something we knew before the Mishnah, after the Mishnah. It's not done with our Mishnah. Rather, the Mishnah is saying something else. Like tzricha. It's talking about where somebody took food and he put it into his mouth. Or he did it by himself, but he never touched the food. He did it with a kush, with a karkar, he did it with a spit, he did it with a fork. He did it in a way where there was no tumah that was committed. And now he wants to eat a radish, he wants to eat an onion, right? He wants to eat something gishmak, like a psahaisa pfeffer, he wants to put it in his mouth together with the food. That food is chulin. His hands are tumah, and the food is dry. So really, there should be no problem, because what's going to happen? He's going to touch the food that's chulin, is you allowed to eat tumah, and it's dry anyways, so there's no hechsher tumah, so there's for sure no problem, right? Based on that, it shouldn't be an issue. Stating that, Zok the Mishnah, L'Kodesh Gazbu Rabban. The Rabbanan said, don't take those hands and put it into your mouth. You know, because being that you're chewing food right now, that's kachim, even though the food that you picked up is chulin, but as you put that condiment into your mouth while you're eating food, you may touch the kachim that's inside your mouth. That's what we're worried about. And that's something Chazal only goes if a kachim. That's already a chumri yaseira. That's way beyond the scope of chibas hakodesh mekatsha, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And finally, the Mishnah said, "Oinin a mechusak kipurim tzrichan tefila lekodesh avalei lechuma." Someone that was an oinin who was a mechusak kipurim, so an oinin is not allowed to eat kachim. A mechusak kipurim is also not allowed to eat kachim. What happens when the oinin is not an oinin anymore? after the kfura. The mechusik kippurim is not a mechusik kippurim anymore because he brought a carbon. Tzricha tefillah l'kodesh. He still needs tefillah l'kodesh. Avaloi l'tshuma, not for tshuma. Now it's obvious not for tshuma because an oynein or mechusik kippurim anyways is for sure a lot of tshuma. The chiddush is that when it comes to kachim, he would need tefillah even after the aninus already passed, and he would need tefillah even after he brought the carbon. Zok diyor my time. What's the reason for this? Because kimin da'ad in havei asiri, being that while he was an oynein, he wasn't allowed to eat kachim, and while he was mechusik kippurim, he wasn't allowed to eat kachim. Atzrichinu rabbanan tefillah. Rabbanan say you need tefillah, and the svarin it is because why does a person need tefillah? Because he might be tame. Now, usually people are careful. They don't want to be tame. But if you have a person that right now, he's on the disabled list, he's not able to eat kachim, so chances are he was masich das from the inyanim of tumah v'tayra. So pasha, to be 100% careful, Chazal said, guy budzach in the mikveh, like this you'll come out, you'll be tar, like this you'll be able to eat from the kachim.